Peter Sagan, hè? Peter Sagan. Ik vroeg aan Mirko Ouwersloot, nummer 1 van de eerste rit. Eerste ronde van vandaag. Wie is jouw held? En hij zei Peter Sagan.
Ja.
Nou, die doet wheelies en dingen. Hij is van team Tinkoff. Dat is een Sloaak. En het is een goede sprinter, maar hij is toch vooral goed voor de show. Dus ik denk dat Mirko Ouwersloot, als hij zelf ook zo'n showmaster is als zijn held, Peter Sagan, dat hij toch nog wel even aan zal schuiven.
Ik heb Mirko natuurlijk gezien, want dit is radio. Maar als je Mirko ziet, dan denk je van nou, show, dat valt wel mee. Want het is gewoon een vrij serieuze jongen met een vrolijk gezicht.
Ja, serieuze jongen.
Serieuze jongen met een vrolijk gezicht. Maar hij wilde graag meedoen en wilde winnen.
Ja.
Hij deed er heel nonchalant over. En ja, alsof het verbaasd is, maar ja. Hij ging er vol voor, hoor.
Ja, hij deed nonchalant. Maar ik vond het wel mooi dat hij praatte in de weifel. Ik en mijn fiets.
Ja, ik en zijn fiets, ja.
Sympathieke formulering.
De fiets zag er ook goed uit. En ik denk ook, ja, die Sagan, dat is ook echt iemand voor hem, denk ik. Ook een beetje een showmannetje.
Een beetje een showmannetje.
Ja, tuurlijk wel. Uiteindelijk toch een showman en toch voor de winst en toch trots.
Ik heb gehoord dat nummer 2, Justin Jussen, die doet meer een beetje denken aan Fabian Cancellara, de Zwitser. Ja, dat is eigenlijk de beste tijdrijder ooit. Zolang hij niet van zijn fiets stapt op het Moment Supreme.
Ja, dat klopt.
Hele eigenwijze renner eigenlijk.
Ja, dat is toch wel iets wat bij fietsen hoort, hè? Want ga maar op de fiets zitten.
Ga maar afstappen?
Nou ja, karakter en dat hoort gewoon een beetje bij de wielrenner. Want ga maar op de fiets zitten, toch? Zo lang en dan eventjes 250 kilometer wegrijden in minder dan 2 uur.
Ja,
dat vergt een soort karakter eigenschappen die wij of die ik in ieder geval niet heb.
Er wordt een foto van ons gemaakt.
Ja,
Robert.
Ik weet het, mevrouw Beumen. Ik zie het ook de hele tijd. Maar ja, als je zo'n outfit aan hebt, wat denk je dan zelf?
Ik weet wie dit is. Tenminste, ik weet hoe die heet. Dat is Ismael. Ha, Ismael.
Snel fietsjes.
So, you're gonna go for the race?
Geen spatborden.
You wanna sit down and be part of the radio show?
Ja, man, come on, sit down and tell us who you are.
Yes, don't just take pictures, man. Talk to the radio.
Please sit down.
Oh, you're so welcome to join us. Geef hem even een koptelefoon. You can have the headphones.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Kijk,
okay, welcome to the radio show, Ron Tobias. Who is sitting next opposite the table?
Hello, I'm here. My name is Ismael.
Your name is Ismael. You almost forgot your name.
Yeah, I almost forgot my name because, you know, it's a very huge place. And I'm really happy also with my camera, with my bike.
Have a camera and a bike.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Because I like to take a photo every time. Yeah.
So, and what's your game plan for today?
We gotta do the races now.
Closer to the mic.
I'm gonna be with the race now.
Yes, so, you're gonna join the race.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna join the race.
And if you could put money on yourself.
I put money?
Yeah. Like, what are your chances?
Me?
Yeah, what are your chances? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
How is your condition?
My condition is very well.
Yeah? You feel good?
I feel really happy, yeah.
And what have you been doing to warm up?
Warm up?
Yeah.
I just want to cycle around this place. Yeah, because I want to discover the place very well. And actually, I'm not really happy because I didn't make it in the first time. I just made it in 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
Before?
No, now.
Yeah, you made a test drive?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And what do you think about the parkour? Yeah, the what do you think about the race? The tracks?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
Where are you from, Ismael? Where are you from?
Syria. I'm from Syria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Good to see you here, man. I like the bike.
Thank you very much. I love the bike.
Did you also ride the bike in Syria?
Yeah, of course. I use it in all my life.
Yeah,
the bike, the motorbike. I hate cars.
Hey, and Ismael.
Yeah.
Tell us something we don't know about Syria. Like, who are the sport heroes from Syria? Do you have a hero? A Syrian hero.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know because I don't watch sport. I know just one guy, he played football.
Okay,
His name is Firas Al Khattab. My camera with my bike.
You have a camera and a bike.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Because I like to take a photo.
Oh, okay.
Every time, yeah.
So, and what's your game plan for today? Closer to the mic.
I'm going
to
be with the race now.
Yes, you're going to join the race.
Yeah, I'm going to join the race. For me, I like Tamer Hosni.
Can you repeat the name?
Tamer?
Yes.
Hosni.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of musician is he?
He like pop star. Yeah, pop star and jazz like this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And you listen to his music?
Yeah, I listen to this music and I listen to Turkish music because I am half Turkish, half Syrian.
Ah, you're in the mix.
Yeah, in the mix.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And I think we all need information from Syria, like other information.
Yeah.
Like non-conflict information, but inspiring information from Syrian people like you.
Yeah.
Bring us the stories.
Which story?
Yes. No, the stories like you just told us. It's good.
Yeah, thank you.
So I don't think we have this music here.
No, I like this music.
You like this music?
Yeah, I like this music. I like it a lot. Yeah.
You like to dance?
I like to dance. I like Omar Suleiman. You know Omar Suleiman?
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Oh, maybe they have... he's like... what is it? What is it? The famous... at least...
Warni Warni?
Ah, yeah. No. Bueno.
Bueno.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice song.
I like this song.
I'm not sure people can know what we're talking about, but
yeah.
I'm going to ask DJ Foxy Roxy over there.
Yeah.
Oh, she was there. to maybe play some Omar Suleiman.
Yeah, but maybe not now, maybe in the party because...
But is he from Syria?
Yeah, he's from Syria.
Oh, I didn't know
I saw him a lot of times there.
Yeah, he's playing a lot at festivals also in
actually
Europe.
We played when my brother he married, we make a wedding or something like this. We make a wedding. I don't know what they call them in English.
Yeah, wedding music. Yeah.
Yeah, wedding music. And we played this guy and he was singing my brother wedding.
Yeah, it's very cheerful.
No, I like the music because it's fast, you know, because I like the fast music on me.
Yeah. So, it's sports and music and live spectacle here at the Rond de Bias. So nice to have you here, Ismail.
Thank you very much.
Hey, there's normal people in Syria too.
Where?
In Syria, there's normal people too.
Yeah, of course.
No, but it's so good.
We are from the Earth planet. Come on, we are from this planet.
Yeah, we're all from this planet.
Yeah.
Of course, Ismail, you're so right.
Okay.
Hey, okay, now for some language updates for me.
Yeah.
Okay, there is something written here. I have here the poster.
I write this one.
Yeah.
I write it.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Ik wijs eventjes een plaatje aan op de poster van Rond de Bias. En er staat een Arabische tekst.
Yeah.
Of in Arabisch schrift.
Ja, ja.
What does it say?
It says ahlan.
Ahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan?
Yeah, ahlan wa sahlan. But
what does it mean?
It means you are welcome.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
And I think maybe this means there is illegal people don't exist, right?
Illegal people?
Illegal people.
Yeah.
They don't exist. There are no illegal people.
Yeah.
I mean, people cannot be illegal.
No, people... They cannot be illegal.
No, we are all legal. We are all from this planet.
Yeah, we are all from this planet.
Yes.
And we don't believe in borders. We don't believe in nationalities. And that's it.
And we do believe in... Music.
I believe in music, good life, to be happy all the time.
Yes.
And that's it.
And how do I say excellent? Is it... Let me try this one. Alhamdulillah.
Excellent.
Yeah, like...
No, alhamdulillah, it's mean... Exactly, it means thanks for the God. But if you want to say perfect, you can say mumtaz.
Mumtaz?
Mumtaz.
Not alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah, it means thanks for the God. I'm good.
Thanks for the what?
For the God.
For the God?
Yeah.
Oh, Allah.
Allah.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Alhamdulillah.
So what was the other word that's better?
Mumtaz.
It's more neutral.
Or you can see...
Mumtaz.
Nih. or Jayed. Yeah.
Jayed.
Jayed. Good.
Jayed.
Jayed is mean good, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, misschien vervel ik de luisteraars.
We are from the Earth planet. Come on, we are from this planet.
Yeah, we're all
good to see you.
Thank you for the international intermezzo.
Okay.
Thank you for the Arab language tips and advices. And maybe later we see you again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Oh, have a good time during the race.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much,
guys. And go for the win again, huh?
Thanks to you.
Everyone working here. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Doei.
Doei.
Omar Suleiman, hè?
Dus Robert de Hero die gaat weer naar boven bij de start staan, want we gaan weer beginnen. Nou, mevrouw Bemmer, ik ga dus weer naar boven, want we gaan zo weer beginnen.
Ja, Robert.
Toch? En we pakken het gewoon weer op.
Je luistert naar Radio Rond de Baaiers. De Mokum Smijl presenteert de nu al legendarische wielerronde, de tweede editie alweer.
We zijn ook op Pattenpoel, toch? Of,
we zijn live op Pattenpoel.
Live op Pattenpoel?
Ja. www.pattenpoel.nl verwacht ik. En anders staat er een link op www.radiorondebaaiers.nl. Kan je... De livestream, via de livestream kun je ons volgen. En gaan met die banaan Robert de Hero, onze man op het dak. Die gaat zich weer plaatsnemen bij de start. We gaan ons opmaken voor de tweede ronde.
De race, toch?
Ja, de tweede race. Ja.
Team effort.
Ploegenrit.
Precies, dat is het woord wat ik zocht.
Misschien dat jij, Robert, nog kennis kunt maken met wat... Ploegen. Ik heb net het verhaal van Sjaak en Nout heb ik verteld. Misschien is er nog een ploeg die zichzelf even voor kan stellen.
Ik ga meteen naar boven en dan pak ik het even op, Beumer.
Tot zo.
Oh, en de taart is ook hartig, zie ik nu. Ja, de organisatie, meneer Henner, lopen. Dat is toch best intensief bezig is met de organisatie voor dit alles. Nou, mevrouw Beumer, ik ben boven. Ik zie daar Mini Beumer op de tafel bij de organisatie. Die zich aan het klaarmaken is voor de start.
Dan is het nu tijd voor een sponsorrondje. Ik kijk mijn Jingle Master even aan. En, we beginnen met Verkeersschool Nelen. Dat is nou ook een sponsor van dit radioprogramma en van deze wielerronde. En we hebben een prachtige jingle voor deze mensen in elkaar geknutseld. En,
Yes, je bent oud genoeg om je rijbewijs te halen. Maar hoe pak je dat aan? Verkeersschool Nelen.
De taart is ook hartig, zie ik nu. De organisatie, meneer Henner, lopen. wel toch best intensief bezig is met de organisatie voor dit alles. Nou, mevrouw Beumer, ik ben boven. Ik zie daar Mini Beumer op de tafel bij de organisatie. Die zich aan het klaarmaken is voor de start.
Dan is het nu tijd voor een sponsorrondje. Ik kijk mijn Jingle Master even aan. En, we beginnen met Verkeersschool Nelen. Dat is namelijk een sponsor van dit radioprogramma en van deze wielerronde. En we hebben een prachtige jingle voor deze mensen in elkaar geknutseld. En,
Yes, je bent oud genoeg om je rijbewijs te halen. Maar hoe pak je dat aan? Verkeersschool Nelen.
De taart is ook hartig, zie ik nu. Meneer Henner lopen. En dan toch best intensief bezig is met de organisatie voor dit alles. Nou, mevrouw Beumer, ik ben boven. Ik zie daar Mini Beumer op de tafel bij de organisatie. Die zich aan het klaarmaken is voor de start.
Dan is het nu tijd voor een sponsorrondje. Ik kijk mijn Jingle Master even aan. En, we beginnen met Verkeersschool Nelen. Dat is namelijk een sponsor van dit radioprogramma en van deze wielerronde.
Van harte welkom, wat ontzettend leuk
en,
dat u erbij bent.
Een prachtige jingle voor deze mensen in elkaar geknutseld. En,
Yes, je bent oud genoeg om je rijbewijs te halen. Maar hoe pak je dat aan? Verkeersschool Nelen.
De taart is ook hartig, zie ik nu. Naar de organisatie, meneer Henner lopen. En dan toch best intensief bezig is met de organisatie voor dit alles. Nou, mevrouw Beumer, ik ben boven. Ik zie daar Mini Beumer op de tafel bij de organisatie. Die zich aan het klaarmaken is voor de start.
Dan is het nu tijd voor een sponsorrondje. Ik kijk mijn Jingle Master even aan. En, we beginnen met Verkeersschool Nelen. Dat is namelijk een sponsor van dit radioprogramma en van deze wielerronde.
Van harte welkom, wat ontzettend leuk dat u erbij bent.
Een prachtige jingle voor deze mensen in elkaar geknutseld. En,
Yes, je bent oud genoeg om je rijbewijs te halen. Maar hoe pak je dat aan? Verkeersschool nee.
Beumer. Lijkt er op of offer. Ja. Nou, ik zie de leiding. Die houdt zijn toespraken. Thank you.
bin yoksul kondularından artık öfkele sokaklara. Kurtuluşumuzun bayrakları dalgalandı barikatlarda. Kurtuluşumuzun bayrakları dalgalandı barikatlarda. Taş, soba, benzin elde silahtı. Gücümüz vatana sevdamızdandı. Onurlu özgür bir yaşam için savaşmak namus borcumuzdur. Omuz verirsen kavga, benim dilersen bu kılıcım yangın olur. Omuz verirsen kavga, benim dilersen bu kılıcım yangın olur. La 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 la.
How you got into this?
Yeah, we say live on Radio Potterpool. What say you know?
I'm country. Sorry, I'm not Dutch. I can't answer in Dutch.
We're live on Radio Potterpool. So what are you shouting about, you idiots?
I'm not really shouting. I'm just observing. Oh. I'm being very peaceful. But
fuck you! Fuck you! And you're peaceful.
You're absolutely right.
We
I'm
need
just
a
being
riot.
Lazy.
Oh shit!
No, I fully agree with you. But I got to be honest. Looking after my friends, you know.
Yep.
Hoping they stay safe.
Yep.
But I gotta admit, this is
you
not
got
a problem.
You friends in there or not?
One that we still haven't found, but we believe it's gonna be good. Dutch police, come on, they're pussies.
Pretty aggressive, come on.
Well, Dutch police, ever since they confused Palestine and anti-Semitism, they have gone really berserk.
That is true. We're from Utrecht, we've seen that shit. But
really berserk. Yeah, I mean, I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But this first Monday on the Rooters Island,
this
kind of violence, I have not seen.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't seem Dutch.
Not in the Netherlands.
I was just filming there. The cops, they told me to go back. I was going back while filming. They started beating me, like, with batons. I was just filming, you know?
We were just trying to get a dog.
The way they were, like, totally fucked up when they entered through the barricade, you know?
Yeah.
When there was a hole in the barricade.
Yeah.
And there's this line of guys going in.
I saw it, yeah.
The first one that went in, man, he was so
they
fucking
were
scary. He was a fucking zombie. He wasn't
like,
human.
Yeah, they were just beating people up for no reason.
There was nothing human there.
It's really disappointing. It's disappointing.
We moved to the Netherlands thinking that this is the west of Europe, you know? We really
You know, the thing is, I just talked to a guy from Romania.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in the Netherlands for a couple of months. And 1.5 months now he's homeless. He doesn't have anything. And he says, like, this is the best country I've ever been.
Yeah, of course.
He has no money. He has no job. He has nothing. He's living on the street. And still he's saying, this is the best country I've ever been to.
If this is the best, then fuck.
It's insane, right?
Daniel, come on. This is an improvement to a lot of things.
This is
progress.
This is insane.
I mean, yeah, I definitely agree. I'm from Lithuania, like a post-Soviet country. That's the best country I've ever been to. You know,
this country, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of social security and social.
I mean, look, I came from.
Yeah, but I mean. Yeah, I understand, and I agree, but we can have like this idiot fascist government.
I can't comment much on that. Our government is real right wing. Your government seems almost dreamlike. I'm from Lettland.
Look at this, though.
Right wing rules the country.
Yeah. Look at this, though. How can you look at this and be like...
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, this kind of happens not only in the Netherlands.
Well, that is a thing, you know. I've been in riots in Greece. Yeah.
In Greece? Greece. Those are my girlfriend's Greek, but
man,
those shits are wild. Greek people, they're hot-blooded, bro.
But
calming down is not an option.
Yeah. Oh man, I ran.
Really?
I ran.
As a normal person would, right?
No, but, I was in the riot. Well, whatever. But yeah, so.
But you should catch an interview with the organizers, with the police. We're just kind of passerby.
No, I sometimes do, you know.
Do they answer?
No. Sometimes, you know, there's this whole line of cops, and I just go to the first and I say, "Hi, how are you?" And
really?
Are
that's
you
interesting.
A
they
good
wouldn't
time,
say anything.
And then he doesn't say anything, and I go to the next.
Does our American friend have something to say for the radio?
What radio?
Radio Potapu.
Okay. It's bad when cops do things.
Sorry?
It's bad when cops do things.
It's bad when cops do things.
If a cop is doing a thing, generally speaking, not a good idea.
That's an American insight.
We got things for cops to do that are good, but tonight is not showing.
Even when they're doing good stuff, they're doing it in a bad way because they're reinforcing state power, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you are a U.S. Person?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Yep.
And you are here to visit or live? Or?
I'm just visiting.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
just visiting?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your impression of this frog country of ours?
It's, the graffiti is beautiful. Y'all have some great artists. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Very good
graffiti. That is very noble.
Yeah, the graffiti is beautiful. Yeah. Y'all can throw a party up until the police show up. Yeah.
Alright, you have a safe night. Yeah, get home.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You want to come party?
Yeah, sure. Check out your radio. Really appreciate having a talk with you.
My girl is listening live right
parties?
Now.
Ah, good.
She is.
Yeah, I sent her.
That's amazing.
You want to say hi?
Hi, Aristi. I'll be home safe tonight, I promise. It's going to be okay.
I'll take care of him, Aristi. No worries.
Alright, thank you. Bye-bye.
Alright, really, thank you.
Thank you. That was, okay, iemand komt veilig thuis. Thank you so much. Ondertussen staan we dus nog steeds.